Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
What is going on with the N3 to Durban and to Joburg on Vereeniging Pass? Trucks are stacked up there across the road. They're causing massive traffic delays and traffic congestion. And on the line we have Roy. Good morning, Roy.
Good morning, Darren.
Thank you for reaching out to us. You're on the ground there. Are you a truck driver?
Yes, I am a truck driver.
And Roy, can you just set the scene for us? We've got just a couple of pictures that have come through and some reports, but as a truck driver on the ground there, what's happening? What does it look like?
It's a very bad situation. Well, we are truck drivers, we are used to it. If it's not every week or every second day, the roads are getting blocked. You see, first of all, I'd like to wish all the listeners a good morning.
Morning.
And your team. And you see, it started this morning. Truck drivers got nothing to do with this strike or whatever they call it.
Who started this?
It's a bigger force behind this whole scenario. It's a big game, but you have many players, but the government itself is not playing the part in the whole situation. You see, this morning at around 10 to 4, there were a group of about seven people.
Mm.
Who were armed, and they stopped the first truck and they pulled the driver out the truck.
Yeah.
And the driver did not drive the truck. He was standing one side on the road. They had him cornered one side. There was a guy from the group jumped onto the steering and blocked the road.
Yeah.
That was the first truck that got blocked. Then these guys are heavily armed.
Yes.
You see, so now I don't want to speak a lie and tell you, you know what? These guys are from this party and that party and what have you. It's wrong to say that.
Yeah.
But there is a bigger force involved here. I don't know what the plan and purpose is, but I do know that they don't want the foreigners to be driving.
Okay, so Roy, let me just jump in here quickly. Just so what you're saying to us is the first truck that was stopped by armed men.
Yeah.
The truck driver's keys were taken. We heard that the truck driver's keys have been taken from them. Now we're also hearing that looters are arriving. Roy, can you tell us if any of this is correct? Are the truck drivers being forced to hand over keys? Are they looters?
Yes, they're protesters. In fact, they're protesters, but they're mixed up. There are people who were ready to loot the truck. So I don't know whether this is planned. Do not get me wrong. I don't know whether this was planned yesterday to stop the traffic today and get all the people there. And they can start looting. I don't know whether it's about looting or it's about the strike.
My goodness.
Can you remember a couple of weeks ago, Middleburg was jammed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know whether now they gave the government, 2 weeks to reply. I don't know whether they got a reply.
Roy, I know you say you don't want to start any rumors or anything, but you believe, what would the motivation for this protest be, or the stopping
of the... You see, if you look in a broader picture, the motivation for this year is a continuation of Middleburg strike.
And a continuation of?
Middleburg strike, because they gave the government 2 weeks to reply, which there's no response.
And what are they asking the government for? To do what?
They're asking the government, they're not doing it the right way.
Yeah.
What they want the government, you see, like how if we go apply in America for a job, you have to do everything fair.
All right, we are actually running out of time. Yes, we are going to have Jayshree look into this. We're going to speak to Superintendent Superstar as well, who's going to give us some more details as we get it. But there you go. We heard from Roy, a truck driver on the ground. The truckers are not responsible for this. It does seem that somebody else is responsible for this. And whoever is responsible for this, I suppose from all of us, we'd like to say, like, really?
Grow up.
Global pandemic. The July protests, supply chains closing, and unemployment. People are really, really struggling here. Is this really going to help us?
No.
I don't think so. So whoever is behind this, can you just stop?
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.